Hello, hello, ladies and gentlemen. This is your girl Mitzi, and this is Mitzi. Let's think about it. Today, we are thinking about creating clarity. You know, that has been going around a lot. I don't know if it's just me. I've been seeing it a lot lately about clarity and creating it and embracing it. But luckily for me, I have Teresa, a returning guest on my show, to really dive in and really think about this together. So thank you again, Teresa, for coming on my show. I appreciate you. How are you doing today?
I am doing great, and I'm so glad to be here, Mitzi. This is one of my favorite topics, so I can't wait to think about it. This is going to be brilliant.
Awesome, so let's just go right to it, because I want to know, when you hear creating clarity, what do you think about? Like, what does that mean to you?
Yeah, for me, it's everything that I do. It is baked into everything I do with my classes, with my clients, with the businesses I serve. It's all about tapping into your intuition, because we can create clarity by thinking logistically, right? By thinking thoughts in our mind and organizing information and relying on our experiences. But that's so narrowly focused. It's so small, right? And there's an infinite universe out there that we can tap into, every one of us. So when I hear create clarity, I go, woohoo, let's do it. And I drop right into, are you harnessing your intuition?
That's a thinker. So I guess, you know, I've spoken with somebody else before about intuition, and he made it seem like it's that gut instinct. You know what I mean? It's your soul, it's your spirit within you guiding you and letting you know the truth of your environment and your surroundings and yourself.
Yep.
Is that kind of how you see it as well? Or how do you see it?
Yeah, that's a great question. Yes, and. So that's a great foundation. And so I'm part of Sounds True's Inner MBA. Okay. And I taught a class 3 weeks or three times over about 6 weeks at the end of Q4 last year. And it's called Create Clarity, Harness Your Intuition. So let me give you an overview of what I taught everybody. Our intuitive senses mirror our physical senses. So we've got seeing, hearing, knowing, which is the brain, you know, sensing, which is touch, empathy, empaths, right? We have smell. That's actually an intuitive sense. We have taste. So every one of us have typically three different intuitive tools. And our job is to figure out which is the primary and what are the other two or three or four. Mm-hmm. So as you think of yourself, do you sometimes think of somebody and then you get a phone call?
I know what you mean, but when I think of somebody, I know that they're thinking of me in some type of way, or like I could smell them, or I can like, we could just sense them and sense their persona, their energy is over me in some way, shape or form. So yeah, I do. And sometimes they do reach out. Majority of the times they don't, but majority of the times, the people who do, they do. But yes.
You know, I love that. So what that tells me about you, Mitzi, is that you're an empath.
Yeah.
You feel things.
Oh, most definitely.
Hang on 1 second. I hit a button.
Oh, no.
Oh, no. All the buttons. There we go.
Okay.
I got so excited. So I'm going to recommend a book, and this is for you and anybody in the audience if you're an empath.
I'm going to write it down.
Sensitive is the new strong.
Sorry, I'm a slow writer.
That's okay. It's more important that you get it. And the author is Anita Morjani.
Okay, so you're going to have to spell the last name because that sounds difficult. Morjan. Okay, how do you spell it?
M-O-O-R-J-A-N. M-O-O-R-J-A-N-I.
Okay. How do you say it?
Morjani.
Oh, Morjani. Okay, cool. Because I just seeing the spelling, it looks like that's how you would say it. Okay, so awesome. Morjani. Anita Morjani. Is it two T's?
One T.
Oh, one T. Okay, well, thank you for that.
Yeah.
Okay, continue.
So she wrote a book all about how to take care of ourselves, because the hallmark challenge for empaths is we feel, because I'm one too, we feel so deeply and we feel so much. Yeah. And it's hard to differentiate what is ours and what is somebody else's. Right? That's hard.
It is.
Especially if you have kids or
everything, yeah. You know, I mean, sometimes I feel my husband's whenever he's going through something difficult at work, or if he's not feeling well because he's going through some illnesses right now. And I just know that when he's having those hard days and those episodes that are getting him, I can feel it. And I can feel his energy's drained, and I just feel drained along with him. So I know exactly what you mean. Yeah, it's hard to differentiate, if I can say it correctly. But yes, it is.
It is. And here's what I want you and everybody else to know. It's so important for you to keep your energy separate and not feel bad with them. Here's why. When you can stay autonomous in your own authority, sovereign in your own energy bubble, then you are strong. Then you are solid. When somebody we love is going through something tough, we can be the rock. We don't have to do or say anything. That's the beauty of it. Yeah. We just stand strong and shine on them, and they feel just a little bit better because they know they're loved.
Yes. Yes, that's true. That is true, because I've noticed that the days that I am just like in myself without allowing any like movement or anything else to come through, I know that the ones around me, they feel better, or they feel different, or they gravitate towards my energy, you know. And I like that, because it not only shows that I'm able to control myself, but I'm also not allowing the world to determine my mood, my energy, my outcome, my situation, or what's bound to happen.
Beautifully said. I love that, Mitzi. That is so perfectly said. I agree 100%. Let me give you a couple of minutes on our energy systems, because you know how in school we're taught all about our body systems?
Yeah.
Well, nobody talks about our energy systems, and yet that is probably the biggest, most powerful system we have in our being, right?
Exactly. I actually spoken to somebody about that, about how our energy system, and it's very, very important, and how he actually created this little device that looks like an iPad, like those mini ones back in the day. And you just stick it in your pocket, and it helps with the frequencies that you have within you so that you can stay aligned. And he's seen a difference in depression. He's seen a difference in like so many suicides. It's like so many different situations that we go through that we feel like there's no help. And then once we get our energy and our frequency where it needs to be, everything comes together again and we're better. And it's so crazy that people don't talk about this.
Right? Isn't it nuts?
Yes.
It's to me, it's mind-blowing that we have the most powerful tools at our disposal. We don't use them. And our most powerful system, we don't talk about. It's
baffling.
Dumb as... Yeah,
it's very baffling. Yes, so I guess to bring it back into creating clarity and letting people get themselves together, I mean, what would you recommend? Like, how would somebody know that they need to create clarity within themselves?
Well, we all do. That's the human journey. For us as humans, our first job on the planet is to evolve our human self to align more closely with our soul self.
Yeah.
So a continuous improvement kind of life, but yeah. It needs to be focused on ourselves first.
Okay.
And so creating clarity is something we never achieve. It's a journey.
Okay. Yeah. I get it, because it's like healing, you know, it's something that's never going to end, because it's always going to happen, because more things are going to come. The longer you live, the more you're going to see, the more you're going to experience. And I think that's the little silver lining of being so beautiful growing old. You know what I mean? Like, I want to grow gracefully and old and wrinkly, because each wrinkle is going to represent like time that I went through, you know. And I think that's what people are missing, you know. They're trying to freeze time with, you know, plastic surgery and becoming something that they want to be, or they want to freeze time basically. And it's like, no, you know, you have to create this clarity within yourself, so when your outer self, you, when you see it, you can accept it as all everything that you've been through, and it's beautiful. You know, everyone's beautiful because what they've been through is beautiful in their own little way. I mean, that's how I see it. I mean, what is your opinion on that?
100% agree. It's the journey. It's not about the destination. And folks, it's definitely not about the job. The job is just a way to make money so you can pay your bills and put a roof over your head. And I think I want to encapsulate what you just said, because I think it is one of the most important points for creating clarity and living a good life. Life doesn't happen to you. It happens for you. You're not a victim. If something happens in your life, it's for you. It is an opportunity for you to learn something, to grow, to evolve. And here's a clue. If you don't want the accidents, the 2x4 moments, the severe health issues, and Anita talks about the health issues in that book. If you don't want those to happen, tune into your intuition so that you're paying attention to the lessons coming in before they grow and become these big episodes.
I love that. That's perfect. So I guess it leads me to my next question. Why do you think people doubt their intuition?
Because that's what we've been taught.
Oh, interesting. Can you please continue on that?
I mean, just look at our history. Anytime mysticism or intuition or healing or any of the arts have gained prominence in our society, we've pushed it down, we've suppressed it, we've vilified it, we've murdered it, we've burned it at the stake, we've thrown it in the dungeon.
Yeah.
It's a form of keeping people compliant and easy to manage by taking their authority and their autonomy away and taking away choice. If we leaned into our intuition, I guarantee you 100% of the time you would learn. You have more choices than you think you do.
Yeah. That's a strong statement right there.
Strong, right?
That is. That's one that you have to really take a second and think about and really put into perspective in your life and really self-reflect.
Yeah.
You know, where am I denying myself? Because that's basically where it comes down to. You're denying yourself to grow. You're denying yourself to learn the lesson in the moment. And then people wonder why they are living the same life 30 years later, the same concept 30 years, 50 years, 60 years later. But it's like you never really grew. You never really understood the lesson in each season, the lesson in each moment, the century, whatever the situation you want to call it. You know what I'm saying?
Yep.
And I think that's why people say that maturity doesn't go along with age. It can happen at any given moment, because when you mature is when you learn, is and that's when you grow. And I think when you put your intuition into it, then you really tap into an area that people, like you said, they get scared. You know, they get scared because they don't know how to tap into it, or they've denied it so much that they put it into a category that is so taboo that to think about it or to tap into it themselves would be like, oh, the devil itself. I don't know. You know what I mean?
Exactly. Yeah, 100%. And we don't trust ourselves, even when the evidence is compelling. And it's saying, oh, no, no, Teresa, don't do that. Go here because you'll get a better outcome. Even though my intuition is pulling me here and I don't trust myself because I haven't cultivated that clarity. I haven't cultivated this relationship with my intuition to create clarity. You know, I have clients from all over the world, all walks of life, all industries. And I have women in their 70s. I have a woman who's 25. She is so wise. She works in AI. She's in tech. She's so wise. It's not about your age. It's about your wisdom.
Exactly. Exactly. And wisdom comes with that learning lessons, with that discernment. You know, discernment has been one word that I've been trying to cultivate more into my life. You know what I'm saying? And I think that's a big one for me that I'm trying to continue on right now. And I think creating clarity creates that ability to create that discernment, you know, because once you create that clarity, you are able to silence, you know, silence the room, silence your mind, you know, and when you're able to silence your mind, oh, that's a skill. You know, that's a real skill. I mean, what is your thoughts on that?
It is a skill. And I'll give you a way to do that like this. So when you're in that mind emotion loop and you're kind of dropping into your crap, and I'll say that from experience, stop and say in your mind, what is my next thought? The moment you do that, all of that emotional mental loop stops.
Yeah. Especially the emotions. Stops.
Yep. And then you become curious.
Yeah.
You see, you can't be curious and be in judgment at the same time.
Oh, can you say that again, please?
you can. This is something I channeled about 2 months ago, and it's just blowing everybody's mind. You can't be curious and stay in judgment.
No,
they
can't
coexist.
No, you can't. Goodness, you really gave me so much to think about. But it's good thinking. Like, I love this thinking. Like, I love, this is why I do this podcast, because, you know, it's more for me and I just allow everybody to listen. You know what I'm saying? Because this is great information that people really need to start thinking about. And I really want to know, like, how does someone learn to love themselves? Because I feel like one of the things that I come across is that people won't start this journey until they learn to love themselves. And then they realize, oh, I have this whole part of me that I want to discover now. And then that's when they start tapping into all of these other things. So what are your thoughts on that?
So I think self-love, and specifically self-worth, is an epidemic on our world. I think it is the biggest epidemic. And here's my advice. The only thing you have to do, the only thing you have to do is take one step. You don't have to plan out your life, the next 5 years, 10 years. You don't have to plan out your day. You just have to take the next step, because when you do, the universe meets you.
Yeah.
And then the universe wraps around you and shows you what the next step would be. Then you take the next step, and then the universe meets you.
Mm-hmm.
When you're in co-creation and you can lean into your intuition and trust yourself, one step, that's it. And that's with any behavior. Your intuition, whether you're depressed, whether you're scared, whatever it is, whether you're frustrated, whether you're angry, be curious and take one step. That's it.
I like that. I like that a lot. And that, you know, and that you brought a lot of good points in there. And the first thought that came into my mind was potential, because I was speaking with potential about potential with another guest, and they were talking about how people are scared to tap into their full potential because of the fear, and they won't make that step and then next step and the next step. Because as soon as you were saying that, I was like, yeah, once you do it, it does match up, because I seen it for myself, so I know it's real. But people are afraid of that next step, because once they receive it, they step back. You know what I mean? Because of fear, like, oh no, this is new. That means it requires new part of me that I don't know if I can actually bring to the table. You know what I'm saying? It comes up, comes around a lot. Well, I mean, what are your opinions on that? You know, our thoughts on that?
Well, that goes back to trusting yourself, right?
That's true. That is true.
If you trust yourself and you take a step and you're waiting for the next step, it's okay. You just stay curious, right?
Yeah.
And you don't start saying, oh, I did it wrong, or oh, I got the wrong message, or oh, I've gone the wrong way.
Yeah.
There is no wrong. It's just a step. And the universe will continuously meet you if you receive their support and guidance. Your soul, your guides, your angels, God, whatever your term is, there is a higher intelligence supporting us.
Yeah.
Why wouldn't we accept the help?
Exactly. Exactly. Like, why really struggle by yourself? Like, first off, we don't live our lives by ourselves, because everyone is connected some way, shape, or form, because one, their job is doing something for someone else across the world, and vice versa. You know what I mean? Yeah. So we're all entangled in one way or another. And second, it's like, if I believe in a higher power. So if you don't believe it in a higher power, you know, that's your choice, whatever do you. But for me, it's like, I believe in a higher power because I've experienced it personally. You know what I mean? So I know it's real. So because I know it's real, I feel like I have to continue this connection. I want this connection to grow and become better, just because if I don't, I'm going to be what, like everybody else? No, I don't want to be like everybody else, struggling and panicking in their mind. And no, it's not worth it.
No. And you're not meant to struggle. You're meant to realize your own potential.
Yeah.
And then the moment you start realizing your potential, like you're doing, Mitzi, you take that joy and that love and that wisdom into the world and start sharing it.
Yeah.
If we're living our truth and we're sharing our truth, that's everything.
It is. It becomes everything, because it becomes validating to yourself. You know what I mean? It's like a milestone. You know what I mean? Because the last time we've spoken to now, I feel like I've grown so much. You know what I mean? And I feel like I've learned so much already. And I know that there's so much more to learn. You know what I mean? Like, this is probably not the second time, the last time that we're going to be talking. You know what I mean? More years to come. There's more thoughts to come about. You know what I mean? Teresa, you're working on so many great things. That is just so interesting to me. When did you really realize that you needed to create more clarity in your life?
Well, I was born intuitive.
Yes.
So for me, it's a little bit different journey, because I didn't feel safe as a kid. I didn't have a really healthy upbringing.
Yeah.
It was challenging. And so I didn't feel safe. So I started to hide anything that made me stand out or made me different.
Yeah. And I did that too.
Yeah. And I tried to assimilate.
Yeah.
So for me, it's almost this journey back home to this origin of wisdom that I came into this life with.
Yeah.
And that's been baking within me for, I've been pretty focused on it for about 25 years.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's awesome. I mean, that's amazing that you were able to go back and realize, I'm sorry. You know, like I should have never pushed you away, but you're right. I mean, society makes it seem wrong. Society makes it seem like it's used in bad. I mean, my mom told me stories of how I was so intuitive that my grandparents would use me to help them gamble and help them win races and things like that. And I didn't know. I was a kid. So that they would tell me, they would show me things on a table and be like, okay, pick. And I'll be like, okay, and I'll pick. And then I'll walk away happy as a little lamb. And my mom didn't pick up of it until my grandfather kept doing it more and more. And it was just like, goodness, you don't realize what's happening until later on where you take a look back and you're like, oh, I've always had this, you know what I mean? I always knew I was special, but the problem is that other people started noticing and they started trying to manipulate it for their own gain, you know, and try to make it seem wrong in other circumstances. So it was always been a battle for me as well. It has always been a battle for me. And I think just in the last couple of years, I've been focusing more on myself and my intuition and my spirit and, my relationship with my higher power, you know, with God, because I feel like that's been the only thing that's been keeping me sane. Sane, to be honest, because sometimes it makes me feel crazy, the things that I experience or go through or I see or whatever. You know what I'm saying?
I do. And that is why it is so, so, so important to find a community. Mm-hmm. Find a community that understands what you're experiencing and where you can share and be vulnerable and share your stories and receive wisdom, because they have the same values and the same belief systems that you do.
Yeah.
And
absolutely agree.
I have several communities, and both for myself that I've created to support me in my journey, mm-hmm. and that I've created to become containers for other people to come in and be held and seen. It's so important. It's so important. We're not living life, like you said earlier, by ourselves.
Yeah, most definitely not at all. I think that's one thing that I try to emphasize to the people around me, like, yes, go ahead and be alone, rejuvenate, get your energy up. Don't isolate yourself completely. And, you know, that's something I tell myself too, because it's like, we can quickly isolate ourselves and get comfortable and then get too comfortable. You know what I mean? Yeah. And then it gets dark and ugly. And then it's not healthy for your well-being, you know, and we always have to keep on the move and keep going, you know? And I think that's another thing that helps me when you're having these empathetic moments, you know what I mean, around people. It's just like, you just got to keep going, because it's like, there's going to be so many people around you who are just full of energy or full of emotions. Oh, just full of emotions, where it's just like, you don't have to be around. Like, I can feel people sometimes on the street. You know what I mean? Like, they're at like a bus stop. I'm in my car and I could just sense them. And I'm just like, oh, wow. Oh, have my heart's out to you.
Yeah. It's because they're not acknowledging all the emotions that they've gone through and giving themselves space to move through it instead of like pitching a tent and sitting there.
Yeah, it's true. That's true. Goodness. Well, so I guess to start wrapping up the show, because it's getting to that time, what can be some lasting words of wisdom that you can leave us off with?
You're amazing. Each and every one of you, Mitzi, you and every one of the listeners, you're amazing. You're important. You're loved beyond what you can even comprehend in this human body. And you are meant to have a beautiful life. Are you brave enough to step into it?
Yeah, I think that's the real question. Are you brave enough to step into that. Goodness, you're gonna have me thinking about this for the rest of the weekend. It's gonna be on my mind. Like, Mitzi, are you brave? I'm like, yes, I am brave.
I got this. Hello.
Exactly. I love it. Thank you so much again for your time, Sarisa. This has been such a pleasure. You're gonna be like a permanent guest on my show, I promise.
Oh.
People get ready. Well, thank you. Thank you again. And always, ladies and gentlemen, always, always, always keep thinking, y'all. Bye.